as we get rolling for a Thursday, December 28th, and best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, less than 100 hours left in the year now.
Wow, that's not much.
I'm used to counting down, you know, like with basketball games, it's the second half, and so now we're counting down the year. Let's see, we had 96 hours as of midnight, and so we are approaching, as of the top of the hour, 90 hours left. I think I'll be doing this countdown. It's officially on. I'm taking the mantle of Dick Clark.
Yeah, I think you should. The ball would be dropping very slowly if it started at 90 hours,
though. Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, so.
Neither of us have ever been in the Big Apple for the dropping of the ball.
No, that is true. I was only ever in the Big Apple once, and I never left the airport. So, yeah. So I can't say I was there for the ball drop.
You know, that's, if we haven't said this before, let's take a trip to New York. I mean, that's, I've never been to New York City, to my discredit. I mean, I've been to, I identify Elmira, New York as a place that I got saved as a almost 19-year-old in 83, but never to New York City proper.
Yeah, I would, you know, for a long time I thought I would really not like to be in New York City, but at this point in my life, I sure would enjoy it. I think seeing some of the Broadway shows and the museums, I would just love that. I think it would be great.
I am just now on the television. I was listening, but they just showed a West Virginia football coach got not Gatorade dumped over his head, but he got mayo dumped over him. I don't know. Was it the Mayo Bowl? I have to check and see.
Oh,
I just
my
saw
goodness. What a mess.
And they're showing it again. It is in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Mayo dumped in. Is that, that's for winning?
Oh, I would hope that's for losing. That does not sound pleasant at all.
Usually, no. Well, I'll tell you what was pleasant was watching a particular show with your family. And so my family did this, and Dawson and I shared this the other day, but what is it? Percy Jackson and the Olympians. And so Disney is, they've got an 8-part kind of mini series of this. And episode 1 and 2 dropped before Christmas. Episode 3 was like on Tuesday. And 6 of our 7 family members watching. I mean, that's hard to get that many family members in such a, we're all off watching our own things on phones and tablets, you know? So.
Right.
That was
right.
A good accomplishment.
Yeah. That's an amazing accomplishment. You know, even for us to get just 4 in the room is a challenge. So we did manage to watch Elf together this year, which is an annual thing. So, but yeah, that's good to get everybody together for that.
Jason, I said this before Christmas. I'm saying it after. I've seen bits and pieces. I've never seen all of Elf.
My goodness, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Is that not your sort of humor, or?
I just haven't. No, I don't know. Will Ferrell, okay. I mean, you know, he's all right, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hasn't happened, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it, oh boy, I don't know, a couple dozen times at this point. Dozen times, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I watched it at least once. I watched it twice this year already, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I know. In fact, yeah, another coworker said that he and his family were watching Elf even after Christmas. All right, tell you what. I want to start something else. I've been missing you with some of the epistles, and we've done a lot of Paul in the past. But could we start off? 1 Peter's been on my mind, been on my heart. Can we go to 1 Peter?
Sure.
All right.
I just flipped in my Bible, and it actually went right to 1 Peter. So that must tell us something.
Yeah, it tells us it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got 1 Peter today, verses 1 and 2.
Sure. It says, "This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace."
Mm-hmm. And here's how Jason unpacks it in his devotional commentary on the entire 27 books of the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved. It reads like this. "My beloved," there it is, "Peter, the rock, wrote this letter. Peter led with his heart. Sometimes his passion got him into trouble, but I specialize in using weakness for my glory. I inspired him to write this letter to believers living in the region now known as Turkey. Before these believers were ever born, I knew they would be mine. Not only did I choose to save them by the blood of my son, but by my spirit, I shaped their lives to look more and more like Jesus, which is my will for you too. Final thought.
I even like the next part that says, live more and more by my grace, rest day by day in my peace.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of skipped over that.
Yeah, you know, I really like that idea of really daily trusting in grace, because so often it's easy for me to look way back or look way forward rather than in the moment of what God is doing right now.
No, there was a lot of stuff to highlight in that passage. And so, yeah, kind of embarking in a new journey. We spent a good amount of time in the Gospel of Mark and Luke for Christmas. Yep. So thank you, Jason. All right. Twyla Paris, 65 today. I maybe should have given the other gal's birthday first because Twyla's the one who's... Natalie LaRue. We had, I think it was a sister-brother music team for a short time. Natalie LaRue, I'll have to check her age. But she's got a birthday, December 28th. But Twyla Paris, oh, she was here in concert more than once. I saw her here in Eau Claire and in Marshfield. And we played so much of, and I still remember, I can give you the day, folks. I don't know, that's the way my mind works. March 15th, 1986. I mean, I was young here at WWIB. I was not even 22 yet, but was part of the staff. And we had a sellout concert of Steve Green and Twyla Paris at Memorial High School. Do you remember being there? It was sold out. And in fact, because it was sold out, we got to carry it on the radio, which was pretty cool. So I think we're going to play a few different Twyla Paris songs this morning. This was her first hit. Her first single back in the day, The Warrior is a Child, WWIB. Happy birthday, Twyla. Enjoy that qualifying for Medicare today. WWIB, The Whip Wake Up Show, Halpo and Caleb, 7:20 in the morning, 30 degrees on this Thursday, December 28th, and our program director, Greg Stewart, joining us in studio.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to let our listeners know that my mom, Mabel Louise Stewart, passed away last night. She had a stroke last week, and before Christmas, I wound up in the hospital and passed away, went home to be with the Lord last night, about 8 o'clock. So thanks, everyone, for your prayers for her. Some of you knew that she was in the hospital and appreciate your prayers. And 101, she made it to 101. Her birthday was Friday, spent her birthday in the hospital. But, I mean, I think of the song that we've been playing from Big Daddy Weave, Heaven Changes Everything, and it sure does. When you have the promise of heaven, life is short for any of us, and I know that she's with the Lord, with my dad, and we will continue the legacy that they started, that you all have been part of, and just continues here to proclaim the gospel about heaven and knowing where you're going to be after death. So I just wanted to let people know that. And thanks again for your prayers. And we're doing okay as a family. And just now we'll work on arrangements. And that's just want to let people know that happened last night.
Greg, obviously our love and condolences to you and the family. I think, what's so amazing is that she continued to be so sharp into these later years, right? Yeah. I mean, we think about the August 26th gathering in Chippewa, and
right.
I had the privilege of doing that brief interview with her, but, I mean, she still had the message in terms of one more soul, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we thank the Lord for that, too, because things get a little cloudy for people in their elderly age, and when you approach the century mark, things are really, for a lot of people, can be foggy. But my mom's mind was clear right up until the end, really. Uh-huh. And we thank the Lord for that. And I'm so grateful she was able to make our 50th anniversary get together and talk about the ministry, and always wanted the ministry to continue here. And I'm grateful that she was able to be there at August 50th anniversary.
She made the most of every day for 101 years.
She did. Absolutely. So anyway, that's appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers.
All right. And more information as it comes forward in coming days, you'll let us know.
Yeah, you bet. So, absolutely.
Right. Well,
thank you, Mark. Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you, Greg. And obviously, Caleb, this kind of dictates the rest of our show today. So
it does. Yeah. And again, if you're just joining us again, as Greg Stewart just said, Mabel Louise Stewart passed away at the age of 101 yesterday evening. And she's touched so many lives. And we just love to hear how she touched yours.
That's right. Our listener line to receive your comments here this morning and really throughout the day, I would imagine, 715-396-1670. We'd love to hear it in your own voice if you could, or certainly a text is permissible at 396-1670, reflecting on her impact. I've shared this so many times, but I mean, just for me personally, remembering in a birthday card, I mean, just so many memories you could share. But, I mean, just her putting down, and a lot of times Mabel Louise, you know, didn't necessarily see her signing the cards, but she signed this particular one, and she's like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it all comes down to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. She had such a heart for every person to know her beloved Savior. And the song that Greg had mentioned a moment ago, Heaven Changes Everything. Who we are, what we're about, the station that Mabel and her husband started. Whip. Heaven Changes Everything. Big Daddy Weave on WWIB on noteworthy morning, Caleb.
Yeah, if you, again, missed it, we want to make sure that our Whip listening family knows Greg Stewart came in to share with us that Mabel Louise passed away last night at the age of 101. And of course, she and her husband, Warren, started this station, this ministry, a half century ago, 50 years ago. And so we know that Mabel is home, but obviously a lot of grief and hurt on this side of heaven for those who love her so dearly. But we're so, so grateful for the hope that we share. And we'd love to, again, hear how Mabel touched your life today.
Yeah, our Sue Stewart sharing with us, of course, Mabel's daughter-in-law that, you know, I've worked here long enough at the station. I got to know Warren some in the 80s into the 90s as he passed in the early to mid-90s. And Sue reminding me, she's saying, I know there's no marriage in heaven, but their anniversary was December 31st. So
yeah,
noting that. And they had an exemplary marriage and ministry together, obviously. And getting some comments already at 715-396-1670.
Good morning. This is Marcia Thompson from Menominee, and I just heard of Mabel Louise's homegoing and wanted to express my deepest sympathies to all of you. I remember with fondness meeting her as a young girl back in the 70s when they were in Ladysmith still. She has been a gift to me my whole life, her testimony, her sweetness, her kindness, her love for Jesus. Blessings to all of you, and thank you for all that you do. Bye.
Thank you, Marcia. Appreciate that from Menominee. So the rest of our WIB Wake Up Show is dedicated to Mabel Louise Stewart. And really, I think, Caleb, I think we're in agreement today and tomorrow. And in a moment, we're going to get to a listener who said, hey, this is a song that helped me this holiday season regarding the passing of his wife just over a year ago, Keith and Owen, one of our great WIB listeners. But some other people also chiming in. We'd love to hear from you. How did Mabel Louise touch your life over the years? 715-396-1670. Your remembrances, if you have a story. Somebody saying on the listener line, our sincere condolences to the Stewart family and the team at WWIB from the Sauer family. And getting some others this morning as well. Mary in Ridgeland saying, sad to hear of the going home of Mabel Louise, such a blessing to so many. Wasn't she still driving to the studio up into her 90s? Well,
yeah, yeah. And again, seeing Mabel with her little red car so many times. And again, when it was her 101st birthday, just a little bit ago, looking through some of the pictures that I had on my phone of her this year too, of coming to parking lot picnics and coming to that 50th anniversary celebration too. Again, she loved to be out and about. She loved to see, again, her family, all of you. And so, again, as we ask for your memories of Mabel today after she went home to be with Jesus last night, we would love to hear a memory from any part of the years, 715-396-1670, if you'd be willing to leave a voicemail with your memory of the incredible woman that was Mabel Louise. And we just, again, rejoice in the hope, even in the midst of sorrow.
You know, and she did a radio show into her upper 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it was the pandemic, not her health, but it was the pandemic, you know, in terms of ultimately doing some things from home and then eventually did. But, you know, up until close to 98 years old. So amazing. And how sharp and loving and just so the spirit-filled life. You want to see it? There it was, Mabel Louise Stewart. So we're getting some comments at 715-396-1670.
Hello, this is the Ron Sabach family from Hawkins, Wisconsin. We first met Mabel Louise back in, when you guys first started in 1973, and we've been listening ever since in the Cornell Ladysmith studio. She was a grand lady. We never met somebody so kind, so prayerful, who loved the Lord so much. We just want to send prayers and thoughtfulness and our sympathy to the family of Mabel Louise Stewart. She's going to be missed. She was a grand lady. Heaven has really gained a wonderful lady. Thank you for all the years you guys have been there for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. At 396-1670, your thoughts and remembrances of an appreciation of Mabel Louise Stewart would be welcome as well. Keith and Owen, as I mentioned, saying my condolences to all of the Wibb family and saying a song that helped him through this Christmas season. A different kind of Christmas by Mark Schultz. 12 in front of 8 o'clock, 31 degrees, WWIB. And whatever plans Caleb and I may have had for the show today, they're going in a different direction because we learned from Greg Stewart about a half hour ago. Mabel Louise Stewart, our Wibb matriarch, went home to be with the Lord last night. I'm hearing now between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Yes, and so again, memories of Mabel is the theme of, of our show today and tomorrow. And so we would love to hear how her life touched yours at 715-396-1670. All the glory going to her Heavenly Father, her King, as always, because we know that was her purpose, was to reach others for Jesus, to touch others with kindness, to reflect the kindness of her Savior.
How did she touch your life? We'd love to know. 715-396-1670, or how God has used her and the station over these many years.
Good morning. I am my condolences, my husband's condolences for the loss of Mabel Louise. She was indeed a grand lady. I remember back so many years ago when she invited me to come and help stuff envelopes, and I got to meet so much of the staff back then, and she will be greatly missed. We are so grateful that she I'm just so grateful that she and her husband, I'm losing his name there for a minute now. I'm so grateful that they started this station and that you guys are carrying it on. But our condolences to the whole Stewart family and all the staff there.
And, of course, thank you, Vicki. And, of course, Warren and Mabel Louise Stewart, what a pair they were. And to lose him as she did in 93, 94, somewhere in that vicinity. And so for almost 30 years, laboring on, but obviously with her sons and the staff and the team here. So.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are hearing at 715-396 as we 1670-396-1670. We'd love to have you chime in terms of a talk or text your remembrance of Mabel Louise Stewart and how God used her in your life.
It's Mike from Barron. I am thankful that Mabel Louise started this radio station. That one day I was flipping through channels and had a program that I'd never heard of before called Focus on the Family, and afterwards I started listening to the music, and it was similar to what I listened to, and they started talking about things like being born again and saved and the music, and I'd never heard that before, and it over years it The station was the first step in leading me to the Lord. So I'm thankful that Mabel Louise started the station, even though I never met the woman. She sounded really beautiful on air. So my condolences to her family, and yes, she was the first step in leading me to the Lord.
Well, nothing would be sweeter to Mabel Louise's ears than to hear that, Caleb. Huh?
Absolutely, and I think there probably are many of you, again, who never met her in person, but felt like you knew her because that's the relationship that this station has with our family. That's mm-hmm. why we say we are family at WWIB. And so you may have listened for years and years and never met her in person, but we'd love to hear from you, just like Mike there, I believe, from Barron, mm-hmm. Who said she had a marked impact on my life, even though I never met her in person.
Absolutely. So please share your remembrances, your story, your experience. We want to get from north, south, east, and west. Let's hear from as many as possible today and spilling over into tomorrow. 715-396-1670 as we remember Mabel Louise.
Hi, this is Pam Bennett. I love WWIB because they stand on the truth of God's word. And they show God's love through the radio. They are fantastic. I have listened for 50 years. I went to bed as a 14-year-old listening to At Home with Mabel Louise. And I've been with them ever since. Love you guys.
Remembering Mabel Louise Stewart today and tomorrow on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we'd love your story on the talk and text line, 715-396-1670. Greg Stewart sharing with us about an hour ago that his mom, Mabel Louise, after a stroke last Thursday night, had gone home to be with Jesus last evening. And so we're remembering her today and welcoming your comments, 396-1670.
This is Sue Seely calling from Cadott about Mabel Louise. I met her when we first moved from Milwaukee to Gilman, and that was in 1978. We were friends. We had a poultry farm, and we would always deliver eggs to them and sometimes a plate of cookies, and she and Warren would invite us in for a cup of coffee. I went to her for counseling over the years. She was always a great smile to see anywhere, whether it was at the dollar store or at a church function. She will be missed, but no, she's in a much better place. God bless all of you.
Thank you, Sue. And that's so well said. There's so much there. We could just unpack it the rest of the hour. Because her counseling, I mean, she loved to counsel. Yeah. She was so eager and hungry to counsel.
And even, again, so many of you knew her from her voice on the air. And again, being on with Pat Wall in the 11 o'clock hour around 11:15 with so many wonderful messages. But off the air, the Bible studies, the counseling, she made the most of every moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another thing. That's maybe the first reference in terms of the Bible study, but what a student of the word. Boy, 2 Timothy 2:15, right? Study to show herself approved, correctly handling the word of truth, noble-minded like the Bereans, searching those scriptures daily.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Just wanted to acknowledge Mabel Louise, the wonderful, dedicated Christian lady she was. Knew her for near 50 years, had the privilege of helping with doing the letters for several months, and she's just a wonderful lady, and I'm just so thankful to see her at the 50th celebration for one last time. My deepest sympathy to the family and all those that have loved her. Just God bless you all and keep station going as I know you will. Love you all. God bless. Bye-bye.
Dear Jerome, our dear friend and great supporter and volunteer with the station over the years, on the listener line at 396-1670, remembering Mabel Louise Stewart.
And again, we'd love to hear from you as well. This morning, tomorrow as well. 715-396-1670. Memories of Mabel Louise. as we honor her life and legacy, we honor the one who undoubtedly said, well done.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Amen to that. Yeah.
If you could only see me.
If you could see me now, Truth, WWIB is Remember Mabel Louise Stewart. Some 70 minutes after that information shared here on WWIB Radio, a station that, of course, this year has been celebrating 50 years, now turning 51, and Mabel and her husband founding it back in the day. And I remember there were a bunch of Tuesdays on Front Page back in the day where I would visit with her about kind of the backstory. And one of them I always love is, Psalm 126, 5 and 6, the idea of Warren going out into the woods and praying, and this that idea about he who goes out weeping, carrying his bag of seed to sow, will come back rejoicing. She was so many things, Caleb, but, I mean, she was a student of the Word. She could share and teach and counsel, and she just lived the life, you know?
Yeah, a life well lived.
Yeah, for sure. There's the definition. And this show, since Greg Stewart sharing with us the news around 7:20 this morning of his mom, Mabel Louise Stewart's passing last night between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, we are asking for your comments, your stories, your remembrances of Mabel at 715-396-1670. That'll continue into tomorrow, tomorrow's show as well. And so please share with us and don't say, well, somebody else. You have your story. You have your experience as a listener. And so we'd love to hear from you like this listening friend.
Hello, this is Randy from Eau Claire. My heart was so touched to hear about Mabel Louise going home to be with the Lord. What a greeting she will have. She touched so many lives. What an amazing example she's been. Like you just said, the light she shines. And a personal memory is when our son had cancer, we called in for prayer, and we actually traveled to Indianapolis for his surgery, and she tracked us down and called us. We received the call in his hospital room, and I think it was some effort, but she just had an amazing heart, and I just, I know she'll be greatly missed, but it's definitely heaven's gain, and she lives on through all of us. Thank you.
That's a great story. Thank you, Randy. Yeah. The thoughtfulness there, right?
Thank you so much for sharing that. 715-396-1670. Again, we'd love to hear from just as many of you as possible.
All right. So again, taking your comments on our talk and text line regarding memories of Mabel Louise Stewart, 715-396-1670. Go ahead.
I was going to say, again, voicemail is wonderful. You can certainly text or email us as well, too. But we love hearing this in your own voice. I think that just means a lot. Again, 715-396-1670.
Nancy in La Crosse says, my prayers are with the family. Mabel Louise loved Jesus so much. Now she is with Jesus. The memory I remember meeting her at your 50th anniversary gathering. Again, there have been so many references to that August 26th get-together at the park there in Chippewa Falls, Riverfront Park, that Nancy says she was so sweet and loving, finally able to give her a hug. I remember at home with Mabel Louise, each message meant so much. She'll be missed. I will miss her. Mabel Louise is home. Her race is run. Mabel Louise is home in heaven with the one she loved so much, Jesus. So well articulated there.
Thank you, Nancy.
Absolutely. And we've got another listener here weighing in at 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Duane Blunt from Medford, Wisconsin. I want to thank you for sharing the information about Mabel Louise Stewart. She was the first person that ever invited Annette and I to church at Chippewa Falls, the Crossroads Church. She's going to be really missed. She was quite the lady. She's celebrating now with Jesus, and my dear wife Annette will be celebrating with her. So thank you very much. God bless you, folks.
Thank you, Duane. Yeah, Annette had passed as well within the last year.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Duane, again, I know for some of you, again, who've also lost someone very close to you, very dear to you, you can empathize even more because of the freshness of that pain and sorrow. And yet, in the midst of that, even as we just come through the Christmas season, the tidings of comfort and joy.
Mm-hmm. I know that, again, when her husband Warren had passed 30 years ago in May of 93, and we were able to garner comments, including, you know, Warren and Mabel had some time with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and so they were friends with Cliff Barrows, who was kind of the setup man for Billy, and had a chance to interview Cliff on Warren's passing. And he had talked about the fact that, yes, you know, it's like a ship heading out, right? I mean, is that on this side, you wave goodbye and it's sad. Maybe back in days gone by, maybe you think of maybe even a transcontinental journey, you know, from Europe to here or what have you. So people are sad, waving goodbye. But on that receiving end, thinking of things from that perspective, as some of the songs we've shared already, and Sue and Kadat, who we heard from earlier, talked about, hey, she said, maybe some music from the cathedrals and Legacy 5. Mabel was always at their concerts. She was at so many of the station events.
Yeah.
Well into, you know, even 100 years old, she was at the picnics this summer.
Yeah, yeah. Again, she came whenever she could. And so, it was great to be able to see her every chance we got. And I mentioned earlier, as I was putting together just some photos on our Facebook page celebrating her 101st birthday, just thinking, it's like, wow, you know, at almost 101, she was still making it a point to be out to those events whenever she could.